Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
For a Tuesday afternoon.
I think it's Tuesday. Yes.
We can now welcome our guest this afternoon. It's Honor the Radio Vet. Good afternoon.
Hello, Mom. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You're looking great.
Thank you very much.
She always does, doesn't she?
Don't look surprised. She always looks great.
I know, but sometimes she comes in and says, oh, I'll just have my arm up something. And we won't really
well, you know, it happens.
Well, that's your job, and you love it, don't you?
Yeah, saying it's good fun, having said you've got your arm up something, is probably
not quite
the kind of what people are thinking about, but yeah.
We're talking largely about domestic pets here, but we know we're going to stray into the agricultural side at some point. But we're now, I know it's hot and sunny out there, but we are definitely heading into autumn.
We are heading into autumn, hard as it is to believe today.
Yes, and there'll be things like... some of the beaches will be open again for dogs to be walked on. And so there may be some issues there.
Well, yeah, hopefully everyone's taken their litter home with them.
Yes.
Which I think is, it's a bit of a problem still, isn't it? Although everyone's a bit more aware of it these days. But you always will find the fag end of a barbecue kicking around somewhere. Yes.
Or broken glass.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a danger, isn't it?
Yeah, so you do get some cut feet and...
Yes, cups.
Things.
Well, the plastic sort of cups.
And cuts from glass and the occasion. Well, hopefully not kebab skewers.
No.
Although they don't go very well with dogs.
No. I bet they wouldn't.
No. Gets a bit expensive then. Certainly on, I think, probably some of the less walked beaches, maybe, things like, you do still see palm oil coming up.
Okay, is that this sort of white, nuggety stuff?
Yeah, you can get some massive boulders of it, but it looks a bit like chalk. Actually,
oh really? Okay.
Sometimes
I've never actually seen.
I've seen a few lumps around the place, and if you look at some of the kind of the various vets' websites and Facebook pages, often will have warnings up if people have spotted it on particular beaches.
Oh, okay, that's worth doing.
Which is worth having a look at. But certainly, kind of as you get the autumn storms coming through, you'll find stuff gets washed up.
Yeah, because it can come from anywhere, can't it?
Yeah, it seems to come from anywhere. But yeah, palm oil does not do dogs. Any good at all.
So it's quite poisonous, isn't it?
It is quite poisonous, yes. So palm oil in its sort of normal form is in all sorts of things, unfortunately. But there seems to be some strange chemical reaction when it goes in seawater. And it forms this quite kind of unpleasant compound, which can cause quite nasty vomiting and diarrhea, but also... kidney and liver damage.
Ooh.
Right.
So if you do think that your dog has had a bit of a nibble, or a bit more than a nibble, give your vets a ring and they will almost certainly tell you to come in and we'll make them vomit.
Mm. Okay, so it's early.
I mean, if you can get them in kind of within the hour and we make them sick it all up, generally they're right as rain. My own dog has done it. I turned around and thought, what was he nibbling on over there? And there he was, having a little snack on some palm oil. And I got a lot of stick from all of my colleagues.
Fancy letting him do that.
I know,
you don't have your bag with you just in case.
Oh no. No, he was absolutely fine.
Oh,
but
that's
he did look thoroughly miserable having been made to be sick.
I bet he was, yeah.
Yeah, well,
what do you do that for me?
I know, yeah.
It's for your own good.
He does a very good sort of sad face at the best of times.
Oh, don't they all?
After being made sick, he was really miserable.
Look what you've done to me. Horrible person.
So that's one thing for dogs, but there are other things that are around. We talked about conkers as well.
Yeah, conkers.
Not on the beach, obviously.
I'd like to say hopefully not any dogs would eat conkers, but of course they do. Again, it tends to cause kind of vomiting and diarrhoea in some of them. If they eat enough, it causes a bit of irritation in the stomach lining. But actually the biggest thing that we see with conkers, which luckily is not that often, is swallowing them whole and then them getting stuck in intestines.
Nasty.
Causing blockages.
Yes, yeah. That's expensive then.
That's a bit of a surgery job, that.
Not the mortgage, yeah.
Not a mortgage, but you know.
No, but it's, It's expensive. Well, yeah, you know, you can get insurance for your pets. That's
you can, yes. Yeah. Sadly, you have to pay for major abdominal surgery.
So there's those, but there's also acorns about, aren't there?
Acorns, yeah. We don't tend to get many pets eating acorns. You will get the odd one. They tend just to get quite upset tummies with them. I think they're quite bitter.
Mm. Oh, right.
Pigs love them.
Right.
And seem to be absolutely fine with them.
So they can digest them.
Yeah, they seem to be able to digest them. Cattle, very bad news.
Oh.
Yeah, really ill and or dead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you will occasionally get... It's normally just an individual who gets a bit of a taste for them.
Mm.
But, yeah, occasionally you will get deaths with acorn poisoning.
Oh, dear, nasty.
Right. They're going to pick up maybe one that's been dropped in the grass somewhere, and that's
not going to be much of a problem.
It's like eating the whole output of a tree.
When they're sort of hoovering up all the ones around a variety of oak trees.
Interesting that pigs are fine with them, though.
Pigs seem to be absolutely fine with them. They can digest them okay. I think probably it's because of they are what we call monogastric animals like us, so they have a single stomach, whereas cattle are ruminants, so they have four chambers, and it's a completely different way of digesting your food. Mm, so you have different enzymes and all of that kind of thing breaking it down.
Interesting stuff.
Nice to know vets know what they're doing, isn't it?
So if you are a farmer, I know most farmers will be aware of it.
Oh, farmers will be all over that.
If someone for some reason got just one cow that they keep as a pet or something,
it's not very common anymore to have what people would have classed as a house cow.
No, and they did. I know we can talk about
it. It used to be common.
Yes, how you got your milk.
That's how you got your milk. So
they used to live in basements or something.
Well, these people used to have them all over the place. It isn't anymore. So one of our previous vets who's retired now, he started working on the island, I think, in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two farm practices on the island. There was one in Ryde and there was us in Carisbrook. And the Carisbrook practice, on their books, they had over 100 dairy herds.
100 dairy herds? Wow.
Wow.
And now we can probably count the dairy herds. I think we're under 10 now for the entire island.
Right. Yeah. Yes, it is an interesting change.
Yeah, it's a massive change. But a lot of those dairy herds historically would have been 10, 20 maximum.
Oh, okay, because quite small herds.
Very small herds run in the family, and then a lot of the milk would be sold locally or from the farm from the kind of farm gate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tuesday Afternoon Show. We've still got another radio vet here.
We have.
And you are now, we're in mid September. Yeah, it is mid September, isn't it, really? In about a month, and it is only about
a month,
the fireworks will start going off here and there. Sort of the random ones to start
with. The random ones to start with, and then the big ones
around
the 5th, yes.
So, animals and fireworks, sometimes they're fine, sometimes they're not.
Animals and fireworks, yeah. Sometimes they're fine, sometimes they're not. Cats often will just go and take themselves away somewhere and make themselves comfy. Dogs, some are fine and some are really not. There's some that are kind of not very happy, and then there's some who are really manic and can kind of almost get themselves into a bit of trouble because they're so terrified by it, basically. Mm. Yeah.
Well, when we had our dogs, we would actually stay up with them all night and just make sure, until the fireworks subsided.
Yeah.
Not every night, because back then it was mostly just one or two nights in that week. A little more difficult these days. They tend to go off a bit more randomly.
They seem a bit more random and a bit longer time, isn't it? These days they seem to be going off for...
What can you do you think, to help a dog be less stressed?
If you can, if you've got them young, start them really young. So with your puppies, the more you expose them to at a young age, so kind of even sort of under 3 months old, so I'm talking real early days here, the more you expose them to, the better.
Right.
So everything that puppies experience up until they're around 10 to 12 weeks old, they will accept as a normal part of life.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
So if you make everything as fun and positive as you possibly can, lots of treats involved, much praise, they just go, oh, okay, yeah, so sometimes loud bangs happen, but it's nothing to be worried about. So if you start everything then, equally, buses, cats, children, if you have to, you know, all of that kind of thing, the more you expose those very young animals to, and the more positive you are about it, the easier your life will become when they're let older. If you've got older pets who are not great with fireworks and that kind of thing, it really, I think, depends on how bad they are. If they are a bit worried, a bit nervous, then often doing things like making them a den, so put a big blanket over the table and put their bed there so it's nice and dark and quiet and they feel happy in there. If you've crate trained them, often they will think that that's kind of their safe place, and they'll be happy in there, that kind of thing. Do reassure them, because they look to you for kind of what's going on, and if you're calm and happy and say, oh yeah, there's a bang, but it's fine, don't
it's
worry
fine,
you know,
it's all gone
then
now.
They will sometimes settle a bit, but you do sometimes have dogs who are at the far end of the scale, and they will become very, very distressed. And some of those will need medication to help them through that period.
There's some sedation you can...
There are some sedations that we will prescribe to individual animals. And vets will want to kind of see the animal ideally as well, really, just to make sure that they're healthy enough to be taking these meds, for one thing, but it's also often an opportunity to kind of talk through tactics for the next year, because there are ways that you can desensitize these animals in a lot of cases to loud noises and that kind of thing, but it is not a quick fix.
No,
it is something that actually we end up talking to people about this in kind of January, February, because you hopefully then have got through New Year and all the crashes and bangs then, and you have got then 6-8 months to do this work. And there are some CDs available online, I think, and digital stuff with which have kind of random noises and bangs and crashes which you can leave on or turn on at different times of the day, and you would start with the volume very, very low, and very slowly build it up, so that the animal becomes far less sensitive to that kind of random loud noises over time. But it's not something that happens in a week. You know, you've really got to plan
baby steps,
slowly.
So I think the message is, at this time of the year, with this length of time, if you've got a dog who is severely distressed, go and see your vet. And get some advice and some help.
And I mean, if you're worried that they're going to be upset, and, you know, just give your vet a ring, because we're always happy to have a chat about it, even down the phone, with some hints and tips. And if they are that bad and they do need medication to help, then that is sometimes the way to go with a few of them.
I imagine earplugs aren't the greatest thing for dogs.
I think you can get them, but I think the majority of the earplugs you use are probably for the working dogs, so like the army and the police handling dogs, that sort of thing.
And they're trained to
Wear them, because otherwise I expect they'll probably trample them out and probably eat them.
That's a dog's
food. Not really much good then, is it?
No.
Well, that's some sound advice. So basically, call your vet if you've got any
concerns. Yeah, if you've got any concerns at all.
See what happens. And vets are always happy to give advice on
absolutely
the phone and help, because they like animals at the end of the day.
Be quiet, they're all right, you know.
Be positive with your dog.
Be positive with your dog.
Lots of positivity.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. That's really interesting stuff. We'll see you again in a couple of months' time.
Yes.
And we'll be talking about the other thing that happens at the end of the year.
The other thing that happens at the end of the year, which you don't mention yet.
We don't mention yet, but we will do.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.